Welcome. Welcome to this energy session about allowing love in. Two. We've done this a year ago or 2 years ago, and it was very successful. And I thought, well, we'll do it again, but this time in a deeper way. Everybody wants to heal this, that, the other thing. You want to improve your life. You want to attract better things in your life. Whatever's in your energy field is what you're going to attract. Focus on the negative, you attract more negative. Focus on the positive, you attract more positive. Allowing love in helps keep you in the best possible way, in the best possible state for a healthy, wonderful unfolding of your incarnation. Good. And so much has been said and written about love. Our focus is different. It's the energy of divine love that we're going to be working with. Divine love, prem, is totally different from our human notion of love. It's beyond unconditional love, which is one of the highest forms of human love. Divine love, prem, is the most powerful healing energy in the universe. It's how Master Jesus, while incarnated here on the earth, healed people. However, for it to work, you needed to allow divine love in. You needed to accept divine love. You needed to accept Master Jesus back in the day. In this energy transmission, we will assist you in letting go of anything that prevents you from allowing divine love in, making it just a choice. And we're going to provide you with a taste of its healing powers. And you can use this recording anytime you want. And I think that's a good thing. So like with all of our energy sessions, what we like to do is set things up and just create the energetic environment for us to do our work. Good. So I'm going to start in the east and call in some of the Ofanim. Let's do a clearing breath. Take a deep breath in through your nose if you want. Better if you do that. But don't hold it. Immediately sigh it out, and the vocalization helps clear things. Ah. Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Orel, Krael, Yesharel. Come forth now with your choirs of angels and your angels of healing and help us with this energy session. Create safe, sacred space within which we can work and orient the cube of space in absolute perfection. Raise up all the sacred objects within our homes to the appropriate levels. And let's refurbish, renew, rejuvenate. And create, if it hasn't been done at your location, a tower of divine hope, not just for the people who live within the abode, but for the people who live outside it as well. And that'll be great. That's a wonderful thing. Anybody can tap into these towers of divine hope. And at each location, we add in additional energies specific for the people who choose to tap into the tower. It's a good thing. Allow it. So we ask the Ofani to create these for us. Or with us. Amen, amen, and amen, 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 and amen. Thank you so much, beloved Ofanim. Amen. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Tzvaot. Melo kol ha'aretz kvodo. Melo kol ha'aretz niflotav. Yehi devar ha'elohim molech elyon. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts, who fills everything with God's honor and God's glory, who fills everything with miraculous wonders. Let God's word reign supreme. So let us close our eyes. Choose to be in the center of the core being. Have the thought to activate the base chakra, that's the one below the feet. Just means turn it on. And then choose, you are consciousness, choose to be within the I Am Presence. And now, let's take three relaxed deep breaths. Relaxed is so much more important than deep. Through your nose if you can, but that's not essential. And then choose to be in the center of the core being again. You may notice that you brought energy back with you. So let's activate the energy, turn it on. Let's energize it, kick it into the excited state. Let's amplify it by turning up the volume. And let's anchor it, lock it in on our node in the center of the core being. Allow this energy that God just gave you to permeate your entirety and effect change. Allow these energies to clear your field. And now encapsulate yourself with divine white gold. Just a thought. That's how you do it. And now just have the thought to cut all the cords. That's a good thing. It's a great thing. Good. So base to 24, all the interchakra connections all at once. Maybe I should have some kind of a quick little class on some of these concepts. If you're interested in something, leave a comment. Base chakra to the 24th chakra, all the inner chakra connections all at once. Let's connect the base chakra to the center of the earth. Let's connect the base chakra, that's that chakra below the feet, to the earth logos, an ascended master who's in that position now. Let's connect the base chakra to the solar logos and the base chakra to the galactic logos of the Milky Way and the base chakra to the cosmic logos and the base chakra to the Lord of all the Logi. And what we're going to do is we're going to start a process and use Shakti, divine energy, to clear out all your beliefs that you're not worthy of being loved, that nobody ever loved you, all this stuff, whatever you believe that stops you from allowing love in. And we have all kinds of subtle little things in there. We all do. So I'm calling forth the energies we need. I'm going to activate, energize, amplify, and anchor it on my node as I send it out to each one of you. And I impregnate this recording with these energies for your use. Please accept them, breathe them in, fill the center of the core of being with it, these energies. And we're going to use these energies to transmute, release, and replace psychic fragments, dross, beliefs that no longer serve you on your path, beliefs that aren't true, all as regards letting the love in. Keep breathing it in. Activate, energize, amplify, anchor it on your node. You are consciousness. You're not your mind. You're not your emotions. You're not your physical body. You are consciousness, living in this crystalline structure, sort of like a hermit crab lives in a shell. And when it's done with the shell, it gets rid of it and finds another one. So will you. In the meantime, let's let love into this one. So as we go to start the process, and it's a wonderful process, have the thought in the center of the core being. To choose this process, to participate fully, to allow this process to affect change within you, and accept this process so that you can better accept divine love. The process has started. Good. So now those energies that you breathed in, let's activate them, energize them, amplify them, anchor them on your node if you haven't done so already. And let's send these energies into the thalamus. Into the hypothalamus. And into the hippocampus. Three parts inside the middle of the brain. Part of the limbic system. The thalamus, hypothalamus, hippocampus. Allowing these energies to do what they do. We've already said what their purpose is. Just allow it to unfold. Your job is to just be. Keep breathing. Let your heart keep beating. And focus as consciousness in the center of the core being. each time you go through this process and this energy session, more and more little layers will be shaved off until you can allow the divine love in fully. Maybe you'll be able to let divine love in fully right after this one time through. It's okay. Center the core being. Have the thought to activate the base chakra. These energies are transmuting, releasing, and replacing all of the dross, all of the psychic fragments, and all the beliefs and samskaras and vasanas that get in the way of you allowing divine love in fully and wonderfully. If your mind wanders, that's okay. It's a sign that you're human. So when you notice your mind wandering, just choose to be in the center of the core being again, please. It's hard to affect change in your neural net while you as consciousness are in the brain and identifying as the brain and as the mind. So whenever you start traveling in your thoughts, please remember to return to the center of the core of being. Good, really good. So now let's send those energies into the two amygdalae that are these little almond-shaped pieces in the middle of your brain. Let's send these energies in there. And we'll transmute, release, and replace all of the fears that you might have regarding allowing divine love in. And people do have them. Just let it go. Again, if you get lost in thought, when you realize it, just be back in the center of the core of being. No blame, no shame, you didn't do anything wrong. But by returning to the center of the core of being, the process can happen more effectively. That's all. Not a problem whatsoever. If you feel the energy shift within you, just know that the process has just ended. And now we're working still with the divine energies, sending them into the amygdala. Hopefully so far so good. So now let's send this energy into the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and the cave of Brahma. You can look that up later. All three are in the middle of the brain. Good, 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 good. So let's send it into the rest of the endocrine system, please. Let's send it into the thyroid and the thymus and the two adrenals and the pancreas and your gonads. All of that rest of the endocrine system all at once, because the endocrine system is pretty important here and we want it to be balanced. We want it to be clear. Good. So now we're going to send these energies and do another process. First, let's get the process started. This process will clear the second chakra, third chakra, fifth chakra, the emotional body, and the mental body, as well as additional meridians and marma points that may be interfering with you receiving divine love in absolute perfection. So just choose to participate in this process and allow it. And at the same time, please breathe in these energies and fill the center of the core of being with these energies fully and completely. Activate, energize, amplify, and anchor them on your node. And the first thing we want to do is send this energy into the throat chakra. It's between these two little bones here is where it manifests on the physical plane. At the bottom of the neck. And that's okay. The throat chakra is all about communication. Communication between you and other people. You and spiritual beings. And you and the cells of your body. The organs of your body. It's how you communicate with yourself. So let's allow that chakra to be clear. And we're only clearing out those items that would hinder divine love spreading through your entire being. That's all we're working on here. We're not doing a general clearing. We're doing a specific clearing. Good, good, good. So now allow these energies to clear your third chakra, your solar plexus chakra, your power chakra. Self-empowerment, self-worth, confidence, all these kinds of things are in that chakra. Governed by that chakra, better way to put that. So just allow these energies in to clear your third chakra. So now let this energy go into the second chakra. Good job on the third. The second chakra is about balance, balance in every aspect of life. Good. So now we want to allow these energies to go into the mental body more than the brain, the mental body, and clear out any preconceived notions about divine love. Anything you thought you knew that wasn't right. Any tendencies for coyote medicine, self-sabotage regarding allowing divine love in. Allowing everything to be just transmuted, released, and replaced with truth. Good, good, good. That's so wonderful. So now, let's let these energies permeate the emotional body, all the layers and the sublayers, the interconnected layers, fully to transmute, release, and replace those items in your emotional body that prevent you in any way, on any level, from experiencing the fullness of divine love whenever you want it, whenever you need it, whenever it's sent to you. Because it's very easy to love others. It's much more difficult to let other people love you. That's what this is about. For in so doing, you'll begin to love yourself as well. It's a wonderful unfoldment in love. So allow those energies that we breathed in to permeate your emotional body at this time, on all layers and all dimensions, to transmute, release, and replace everything that obscures divine love within your system. That second process that we were doing in the background is finished. Good, good, good. People fight allowing love in within themselves. Animals tend not to really clamor towards divine love. They don't really understand it. But every living creature on this planet enjoys, allows, is grateful for divine peace. So let's breathe in divine peace and fill the center of the core being with divine peace. And I'm radiating that out to you as well. Fill the center of the core being with it. And we're going to use divine peace like a shoehorn to help that divine love in. For now. Good. So now, in the center of the core being, call forth divine love, prem, and breathe it in through your nose if you can. Relaxed breathing. No huffing and puffing. And I am radiating divine love out into this recording and to you. So activated the divine love and the divine peace. Activate them, energize them, amplify them, anchor them on your node. Energy that you don't accept just passes through. And why would we want the most powerful healing energy in the universe to pass through and not do anything? So in the center of the core being, let's have the thought to fully allow and fully accept divine love. Now, and forevermore. And breathe it in some more if you need to. Allow it to permeate your entirety. As it goes throughout your electromagnetic body, through your physical body, through your emotional body, through your mental body, through your causal body, through your astral body, through your etheric body, through your awakened body, through your light body, through your radiant body, and through your ascension body. The base chakra, to chakra number 108, allow all the chakra connections to be cleansed and reconnected. Well, they're always connected. Let them be cleansed. Let the energy flow through them. In the center of the core being, let's command that all of our bodies immediately balance, that all of our bodies immediately align, that all of our bodies immediately center, and that all of our bodies immediately ground. Allow yourself to fully experience divine love now. Doesn't feel like human love, does it? There isn't really an emotional aspect to this kind of love. Good. So now you have divine love in you, if you want. You can ask that the divine love heal a certain part of you. And maybe that thing that you want healed heals completely. It may need to do it in multiple trips. It may not be all at once. It can be all at once. That's all good. And you can ask for that now. And you're in very good hands with God, with the Divine Mother, with this divine love. So if you have any questions, please ask them in the comments below. If you have extra wherewithal, please consider donating to Shaktify. putting all this stuff together isn't free. So I'd like to be able to support itself. I'd like to be able to continue to share these energy sessions with you. I'd like to get a better website so that you can find things easier. All kinds of stuff. Good. Good, good, good. Thank you all so much for allowing divine love in. Maybe you got it fully. Maybe you didn't this time. That's okay. Be well.